Dictation for Dennis, D as in David, E-N-N-I-S. Gee is a G-E-E. March 7, 43. Address as a letter, Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N. D-O 463-1713. Dear Dr. Moon, consultation is Mr. Gee, abnormal kidney function, underlying history of hypertension, COPD, CHF, diabetes for the last 3 years. Prior smoker. Recent exacerbation COPD requiring steroids for about 7-10 days. An increase of diabetes numbers. He lives alone, he's divorced, does his own cooking, discontinued smoking about 20 years ago, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea or bleeding, minor edema, worse on the left comparing to the right, vomiting of the urine for many years, he believes since he was a young adult, no infection, cloudiness of blood, some bruises of the skin but no bleeding, nose, gums. Has a chronic cough, no purulent material hemoptysis, has not been using any oxygen, does have a sleep apnea on CPAP machine for the last 15 years, denied chest pain, palpitations or syncope, norphopnea PND, next paragraph, past medical history for hypertension, at least 15 years, diabetes for the last 3, long-term proteinuria, abnormal stress test, follow cardiology, Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Eventually a cardiac cath was done, but there was not severe coronary artery disease that required intervention. He's not aware of valve abnormalities, arrhythmias or pacemaker, not even thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, not TIS or a stroke. No gastrointestinal bleeding or blood transfusion, no anemia that he knows. Prior liver abscess requiring drain, but no chronic liver disease. There has been obesity, remote history of kidney stones, more like 40 years ago. Did not require surgery, does not know decomposition. Remote history of gout more than 25 years back. He did have COVID. 2021, but did not require hospital admission, has not received the vaccine. Next paragraph, surgeries including tonsils, adenoids, left side total hip replacement, bilateral length implant, colonoscopy, benign polyp removed, liver abscess requiring drain. Next paragraph, side effects to coding with flushing. Next paragraph, smoke. For probably 30 years, but it's continued more than 20 years ago. He does drink beer, occasionally hard liquor, 10 beers a week. In this paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. In this paragraph, medications include diltiazem, Zocor, Spiriva, Wixela WIXELA inhaler, allopurinol, was taking over the counter ibuprofen until recently. He discontinued because of renal failure. For diabetes, on allogliptin, ALOGLIPTIN. Next paragraph on physical exam, way 220. Blood pressure 142/60 on the right, 138/50 on the left. Overweight, no respiratory distress, alert to the intestine 3, some bruises of the skin, no rash, no gross mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruit, JVD, distant breath sounds but clear, no wheezing, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, diastasis of the rectus, no palpable liver, spleen masses, ascites, all pulses are good, upper lower extremities, no major edema today, I don't see any gangrene, decubiti, and no gross focal deficits. Next paragraph, there is a recent echocardiogram, November 7th through the VA, normal ejection fraction, no major abnormalities. Next paragraph, there is also a recent kidney ultrasound, 10 centimeters right, 10 centimeters left, bilateral cyst benign without obstruction masses, minor post-void residual, no other abnormalities, and this was done September. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry, September, creatinine 2.3 for a GFR of 28, stage 4 with a normal sodium, elevated potassium 5.1, low bicarbonate 18, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, high glucose 256, anemia 11.6 with a normal white blood cell platelets, MCV large of 99. TSH normal, A1C at 6.5, well controlled. Cholesterol less than 200, triglycerides high 217, LDL at 78 with an HDL of 41. Another September creatinine 2.3, July 2.6 for a GFR of 24, high potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, in that opportunity low albumin. A year ago, July, creatinine 2.2 for a GFR of 29, gross amount of protein in the urine, minimal blood or negative. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has CKD stage 4 and gross proteinuria. Albumin has been most of the time normal, so there will be no nephrotic syndrome. The diagnosis of diabetes is relatively new within the last 3 years and appears to be well controlled. He mentioned the presence of proteinuria for many years, which makes me believe that there might be a primary glomerulopathy, given this low level of progression over so long period of time, that will favor diseases like FSGS, IgA nephropathy. Membranous nephropathy is still in the differential diagnosis, although the course appears to be too prolonged. In any regards, we are asking the patient to do a 24-hour urine collection, and we are going to do serology for alternative diagnosis. I don't believe this is just diabetic nephropathy. We'll reassess the patient with all the results. Kidneys are too advanced to consider any potential renal biopsy. There is no evidence of obstruction. He is off over-the-counter anti-inflammatory agents. Ideally, we should be able to use ACE inhibitors or ARBs because of the presence of proteinuria and renal failure. However, he already has high potassium, some degree of metabolic acidosis. I will repeat chemistries before we decided for these ACE inhibitors or ARBs. Blood pressure in the office appears to be well controlled on pressing regimen. He understands the meaning of advanced renal failure, trying to avoid him to reach a state of dialysis. Importance of physical activity, weight reduction, low sodium intake, even if diabetes is not the likely cause of renal failure. He could be a secondary factor that needs to be aggressively controlled, which I think he is. We will follow with you. A copy of this dictation also will be sent to the VA system. End of dictation.